has been argued, Christina, by some feminists that this open relationship that they had was more beneficial for him than it was for her. Was it?
Yes, it's interesting. I'm not quite sure why this would be a feminist position. It only seems to make sense if Simone de Beauvoir wasn't happy with the open relationship. But if you actually read her letters, and indeed Hazel shows this extremely well in her book, which I received and read some of and am enjoying immensely, you see that Simone de Beauvoir values these passionate sexual relationships enormously. When she finishes the relationship, or when it's finished with Nelson Algren, she feels quite desolate. She's not in love, or her lover has left her, and she's so happy to start a new relationship. So I would say that she made the most of this situation where Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir always had each other to fall back on, always had each other as support right through, and also had other relationships which may have been secondary, but they were very important to them at the time. They were passionate relationships, not just sexual affairs.
She did say, Hazel, quite late in life, that she would have liked to have given a frank account of her sexuality. Why didn't she?
I think she probably meant she would have liked to have talked about the women as well. And I think she felt she couldn't. Perhaps Catholic, puritanical France, I mean, she was already a very scandalous figure. Perhaps they couldn't have taken that. Maybe she would have lost some authority. It also would have brought in other women who perhaps she felt, you know, she couldn't talk about.
She didn't want to damage their reputation.
Yes.
Which of her ideas, Christina, have still stood the test of time, would we still find important?
Well, I think most of her ideas, in fact, it's not awfully long. She only died in 86, so that's only 20 years ago. And she was an extremely rich and subtle thinker. It seems to me that perhaps I prefer her version, I think, of equality feminism to the popular French feminism of difference. And I think as well that equality feminism, women are equal to men, should be treated equally, have equal rights and so on, is much more compatible with existentialism than a feminism which is based on women being different, having some essential difference, which is obviously difficult to reconcile with existentialism, which believes we make ourselves rather than having some kind of feminine identity. I mean, de Beauvoir is opposed to that notion. She thought we were equal, but not essentially feminine.
Well, Professor Christina Howells and Hazel Rowley, thank you both very much indeed. And we should mention, Helen, that Tete-a-Tete will be Radio 4's Book of the Week starting on January the 31st. Thank you.